Hey, I'm back. A word about glitches. If you're in the Inner Legion, you can skip this. Everyone else, slip into your biometric haptic feedback VR jumpsuit, because the next part is going to hit you. It's at this time in the feed when members of the Inner Legion get to listen to the Glitch in the Matrix bonus audio story. So I'd like to say a few words about it and give everybody a chance to sample an excerpt of the first one. For listeners who have not joined us on Patreon, don't fret. Glitches aren't required to grasp the plot on the main feed and follow it to the end of the line. Keep listening for a brief introduction to glitches, a trick that might change your life forever, and a tip about our own take on Taco Tuesdays. What's a glitch exactly? They typically take the form of standalone flash fiction or parts of an ongoing tale, never less than 100 words, usually more. Starting with the pledge of as little as 18 cents a day, glitches let patrons microdose fun. Once subscribed, you, much like Mules Ginfield, played by Jamuel L. Saxon in the film Gulp Friction, will peer into the glow of our veritable briefcase of glitches. Its glimmering contents will reveal secret facets of characters, relationships, scenes, and other relevant paraphernalia. But alas, like the second silent R in the word paraphernalia, glitches will never be heard by listeners outside our Patreon. In consolation, I dare you to say the second R in paraphernalia out loud. Okay, I'll go first, then you. Paraphernalia. Your turn. Not bad, eh? Feel free to use that trick anytime you feel FOMO. And here's one last tip that applies to all listeners. Like Tacos on Tuesdays, from here on out, everyone gets to look forward to new episodes on Thornton Thursdays. And yes, subscribers get to celebrate Thornton Blursdays, since they'll receive a new glitch, too. And if you're Dreamwalker tier, after that, I guess go on ahead and binge right through the next episode and glitch, which you have access to a week early. Everyone else, keep listening to dive deeper. Now, this is only an excerpt, not real life. Prepare for a modest amount of violence and provocative ideas, since glitches in the Matrix can be more intense, and dive on in. Just don't forget your floaties. From the Glitch in the Matrix bonus audio story, Boxed In. Bizarria had become a parkour star on the PsycheNet, the X-Web, Twixler, Click Clock, and even her weekly syndicated webcomic. Lately, her awkwardness had begun to resurface. She feared a klutzy public appearance would not only begin to chip away at her ego, but could also dismantle her entire brand. And though she prided herself on being an orgo, organic and fully unmodified, and free of cybernetics or bionic enhancements, she had begun to consider contracting the Devil, a notorious hell hacker, to program a neurochip that would add balletic grace to her movements. She faltered in an increasingly clumsy manner. The only word she could think of to honestly describe how she felt moving through the world these days was bumbling. But she could tell no one. She posed shyly on a huge schist boulder in Seneca Park. Jules, her photographer, directed her. Everyone rallied around capturing her latest promotional holographic portrait. Her ginger hair, arch eyebrows, and Land's Edge blue and green plaid shirt projected parkour girl next door. But her grappling gloves and chunky gray grip boots screamed extreme urban athlete rap sheet. Eight assistants trailed her and Jules, the photographer, spotting him so he didn't fall into a stream or trip over a rock and bonk his head on the hard-packed dirt. They slated photos and videos with a clapperboard and touched up her phosphorescent eyeshadow. It left little chemtrails of fairy dust when she moved and blinked or batted her eyes coquettishly, and it kept needing to be re-upped. Mandy, the prop assistant, approached her with a grappling gun.
They want a few shots twirling this, holding it overhead, leaning on it like an umbrella, but sexy, okay?
Bizarria countered. I don't use tools, so no. She turned to Jules. I thought we agreed to no grappling stick. Jules shrugged and kept snapping photos. Mandy panicked.
Bazaria, I know it's a stretch, but if you don't even test it, I will get fired. And I'm almost done saving up for a bionic heart for my abuela, Grammy, who is on life support. You can nix the images later. I need this.
Bazaria bristled at this whispered plea, and she would have snapped, but she remembered the day she had saved her older sister by paying for an emergency double mastectomy.
How close are you to her?
Grammy?
Yeah.
She raised me. I mean, she's my mom and dad rolled into one.
Bazaria took the grappling gun. It was heavy for a prop, with the hook giving the tip a lopsided weight as she spun it on her finger. A split second later, she lost control and accidentally shot the load into Mandy's gut. She watched in horror as Mandy choked to breathe and doubled over in slow motion. The full gravity of the damage became more clear in a moment. Thus concludes the excerpt of Boxed In, our first weekly Glitch in the Matrix bonus audio story for Season 2. To hear the stunning conclusion, bribe a member of the Inner Legion, or, if you can, pledge at least 18 cents a day in direct financial support by joining our Patreon. Join us at patreon.com/HellgateCity.